Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. I want to remind all of you in the Chicagoland area, we will be in Huntley, Illinois today, ministering in the morning service, and then we will be in the Kalamazoo, Michigan area tonight, ministering tonight, and then 3 services tomorrow in a conference. You can get information about locations and times at paulwhiteministries.com, where you can check us out on our schedule page, or you can also check us out at Paul Ministries on Facebook, where we have all of that posted about where we will be. Okay? Let's get busy as we enter into a new week on the 3rd chapter of the book of Ephesians. We've been talking about being rooted and grounded in love, but I want to move into the 18th verse today, where Paul says that he hopes his audience is able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. There's a lot of good theology packed into the 18th and 19th verses, but I want to concentrate first of all on the phrase, the English word comprehend, that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height of the love of Christ. The word comprehend is from the Greek word katalambano, and katalambano is to lay hold of, to grab. There is a possessiveness to katalambano. A good example, I like to use it in other verses. Paul uses this word one time in the book of Romans, when near the end of the 9th chapter, he's been talking about Israel's rejection of Jesus and God's justice on their rejection. And then he talks about the present condition of Israel contrasted to those who seem to be embracing the gospel, which was Gentiles. And he says in Romans 9:30, "What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith." And the word attained is katalambano. So let's say it as it's defined. Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have laid hold of righteousness by faith. That's the same word Paul uses in this prayer in Ephesians 3, that you may be able to comprehend, or that you may be able to lay hold of, the width, length, depth, and height. It tells me that it is something not easily understood, the love of Christ. In fact, the 19th verse, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. So to have katalambano, to have the laying hold of the understanding of the love of Christ, is going to take more than mental assent. It's going to take more than, boy, I know Jesus loves me. He must really care for me. In fact, it's going to take something inside of us meeting a revelation of the Holy Spirit. And there is no cheap substitute for seeing Jesus. We can hear sermons and songs. We can read our daily devotional. We can have our prayer time. There's no quick route to the knowledge of God outside of time spent in relationship with Jesus. If you want to lay hold of how broad and wide and deep and tall is the love of Christ, you're going to have to just enter into relational understanding with Him. We're going to go into that more tomorrow as we look at the 4 sides, that height, width, depth, and length, and really get into what it means to experience the revelation of His love. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.